95.7 The Hog, Riggs and Guy Brew Review in the Morning Hog Happy Hour right here. Josh and Amelia at SR Pro at headquarters. We had a couple of delightful beers in round one as we continue through some hot dead of summer craft flavors. And I see a couple of familiar faces on the second side.
So we got Tampa Bay Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, TBBC. If you've not had a Tampa Bay Brewing Company beer, this is your time.
And shout out to Jeremy. Thank you so much for introducing us to him.
No doubt.
I don't know if I've ever had a bad beer from Tampa Bay.
No, me neither.
And it frustrates me because I keep searching for one. And there's just not one.
You're actively looking for a bad beer?
I'm just looking. I'm looking to just have more beer is basically it. That's I hide it under the ruse of looking for a bad one.
So what is this first big boy we're getting into?
So this is Double Coast Lager with Lime. I believe it was last year they came up with just Double Coast Lager. And then about 3 months later, they came out with Double Coast Lager with Lime. They were hand-zesting the lime for this beer, and it did really, really well. And now this is a mainstay.
Oh, boy, that's really... You can tell... I don't know if it's because it's hand-zested, but you can definitely tell the difference in that lime flavor.
Yes, this
that's authentic.
This is beautiful.
4.1%, easy drinking. 16-ounce can, so you only have to get up half as many times.
That's good.
Have you ever drank with me, Josh? That's why I keep the cooler next to me.
Yes, he has. Now, that's very... that's just super refreshing, but then also... It's got a ton of flavor, and that lime flavor is not a real acidic flavor lingering, is it?
No, exactly. I think that's because they're using the lime rather than the juice itself.
Okay.
So you're getting the flavor of the lime without all that acidity.
You know, I might do a first on this show right now. I might finish the rest of this one while you guys are talking.
Wait.
Buddy.
Give me a straw. And that's a lager, technically.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says lager, really big and red on the can.
Guy's hand was wrapped around it.
On the can.
Yeah, Guy's hand was blocking it. I couldn't see it. that is very good. Tampa Bay Brewing Company always making smiles. And then in the dead of summer, in the heat... In the, maybe sometimes the excitement and fun of summer comes what?
I'm going to let Guy say this one.
This
I know he likes it.
Is my ultimate favorite beer, and I'm glad it's finally out. Tampa Bay Brewing Company, Last Days of Summer Fruited Sour Ale.
Oh! That is not a surprise to me because I saw it sitting there, but
You are not allowed to taste this.
Well, listen, that beer is that's the last beer I bought for you.
Yes, and I thank you so much.
I see it, and I'm like, I have to get it. It's sort of like when you see a green socks, you have to buy them for me. I have to buy Last Days of Summer when I see it for you.
I think I got the better
of
that.
This is a gentleman's agreement for crying out loud.
No, but this is an amazing, amazing beer. It's brewed with mangoes and peaches.
So I don't know if you guys recall, Jeremy actually said this beer was an accident.
Refresh us.
They left one of the beers too long in one of the kettles, and it actually soured by accident. And to get the flavor balance correct, they just started throwing fruit in there. And this was the result. Now they brew it every year.
Well, then it was a happy accident.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you if with the lager with lime earlier, if that was a mistake, if somebody actually dropped a lime in it. In this case, that actually did happen with Last Days of Summer.
Correct. And this clocks in at 4.2. So another easy
Really?
Drink. Oh, yeah. Very, really? Very crushable.
You know, that's very good. I have recently been trying, again, with the heat.
Gentleman's pour.
That's a very nice pour. Thank you, Guy. I have definitely been trying to balance my ABVs, and it's good to know that you can have some lower ones that have this killer flavor.
Yeah, tons of flavor, lower ABV. You know, that's what it's about during the summer, because you want to be able to handle yourself for a little bit longer than normal, especially if you're out there sweating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they knocked this one out of the park.
In the same way that Tawny Catane made my knees weak in the 1987 White Snake video Still of the Night, this beer does the same thing. This is the beer equivalent of Tawny Catane.
This is one of my most requested beers. It is out there on draft. I did not get very many this year just because with COVID, production was a little limited. So
really?
I know it's over at Brass Tap, McKay's, believe the Abbey and DeLand's, and a couple other spots.
Once people find out that a location has this either on tap or in the can, it'll fly off the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the tap.
Hey, guys. It's Riggs. I'm over at McKay's in Daytona Beach. I heard they had Last Days of Summer on tap, so I'm drinking it all.
Get there soon, because it's not going to last long.
And I'm back. Boy, that was really good. That's a very, very flavorful, very unique beer. I don't know that I've had anything.
No, me neither.
Any beer that had that kind of fruit mix, but then also still told you that there's an underlying, there's beer. It's a beer.
Right. I mean, it's another one of those that does a really, really good job at towing that line between a sour and an ale, and they nailed it. You know, it's not offensive. It's easy to drink.
Well, that's why they call it a sour ale, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And don't, you know, summer goes for a long time. So, you know, you don't want to, this thing going to be around the whole time. You got to chase it down. But you definitely want to go ahead and make sure you stock up on last days of summer before the last day of summer.
This is one
of
those.
Well, do it now because their Gord's Gone Wild will be out mid-August.
Oh, yeah. Whoa!
Got a short window here.
Okay. This is one of those beers that you can let everyone enjoy, but don't let everyone know you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because once they know you have it in your cooler or your fridge.
Yeah.
They'll be going to take your beer.
Just say, just use that last days of summer. This is my last can of last days of summer. Go with that. Just keep that last in mind.
Well, your last can's lasted all day.
And hide the rest. Yeah, exactly. Well, they're in my mattress. Wow,
just
that's...
Put it in your vegetable crisper underneath some lettuce.
Have you been to my house? Oh, my God. It's exactly how I operate.
srprot.com/beerfinder. You can find out where to get these. I know you can get these at Total Wine right now.
Absolutely. Total Wine. Yeah. UABCs, local independents, actually Publix as well.
Really?
You know, we've recently been communicating with some people out of state who listen to 95.7 The Hog on the stream and Massachusetts and in other countries as well. We've heard from them this week. We encourage you somehow to acquire this beer. Whatever you got to do to get some Tampa Bay Brewing Company goods, get it. All right?
Agreed.
And pour it in your mouth. You guys have made our days. We just want to thank you and cheers.
Cheers.